So I need you all to close your eyes. Don't fall asleep, just close your eyes though. I want you to picture a blue car. I now want you to picture a brown table. And now I want you to picture a red shirt. Okay, open your eyes. See, though your eyes were closed, because you've seen the color red, brown, blue, you know what a car is, you know what a table is, you've seen a shirt before. Though your eyes were closed and you were kind of blind, so to speak, because you've seen those things before, you can picture them. You know what they look like. You can bring them to memory because you've seen them before. The man in the gospel was born blind, meaning he's never, ever in his entire life seen the color blue, seen the color yellow, seeing the color brown, doesn't even know what a table looks like. He might, like, you know, feel around, have senses, but he would never know what it would feel like. You have seen, you can close your eyes and be blind for a moment, and yet you can still know because you've experienced it before. This man never in his entire life, and he's an adult now, has seen color, has seen what people look like, has seen the terrain of where he's living and where he's been begging for years. And on this particular day, Jesus opens his eyes, makes clay, puts it on his eyes, and says, go and wash. And as he washes, literally, his eyes are opened, and he sees for the first time. I mean, this would be a radical moment in this man's life. I mean, what would it have been like for the first time he looks up, and he sees the sky, and he sees blue? Like, what would that be like? I mean, this would be like an overwhelming experience. From literally for years and years and years, you're in darkness and you never ever know, to one moment, everything shifts and you can see. This would be a radical, overwhelming, super exciting day to where, like, everything is just like, oh my goodness! This is amazing! Oh, look how beautiful this is! We have to imagine, my brothers and sisters, his experience in this moment. And what's really interesting is, he doesn't see Jesus. Like, Jesus isn't there when he heals him. But Jesus tells him, go and wash and you'll be healed. He's, like, heard of Jesus. He realizes that Jesus is the one that healed him, but he still doesn't know what Jesus looks like. And as all the Pharisees and the people of the town begin to hear about this, they, like, bring him in and they question him. Right, because there's a lot of division around Jesus. Who Jesus is? Is he a man of God? Is he a prophet? Is he actually the Messiah? You know, because in this time, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah. For hundreds of years, it was prophesied that God would send forth a Messiah, the Christ, who would not just deliver them from slavery, but slavery of sin. The one that would reconcile them into a complete relationship with God. Salvation. The Jews were waiting for the Messiah. And they knew the prophecies. They knew the prophecies that the Messiah would come with many signs and wonders. In the scriptures it said that the Messiah would come, and when he comes, the deaf would hear. The lame would leap like deers. The mute would speak. And the eyes of the blind would be opened. All these signs and wonders are happening, and there's division about Jesus. And I find it so interesting because you have these Pharisees who begin to question this man. And you gotta realize, this man is probably in just like this utter awe and wonder of the fact of, like, what is going on? I can see. And they begin questioning him. Who did this? the man Jesus, he anointed my eyes, and now I can see. Where's he at? I don't know. No idea. Never met him. And they're so concerned that all these things could happen. And I mean, if I'm the guy who's, if I'm like blind and I now can see, I'm just like, why do you guys care? Can't you realize I can see? This is crazy. This is the coolest thing in the world. Do you really, what is that color? What is that? Well, that's blue. That's blue? It's cool. Like, honestly, whoa, that's blue. Think about it. If you never saw a color before and you saw it for the first time, you would be like mesmerized. Like, oh my goodness. What's that? You'd be like, what's this? What's that? What do you call that? Oh my goodness. Like he'd be freaking out and everyone's concerned about how that happened. He goes, I don't know. Man named Jesus put stuff in my eyes. I went and washed. I can see. Isn't this the coolest? Yeah. Laughing. You're like, yeah. And he gets kicked out in the midst of this division of who Jesus is and the Pharisees' inability just to be like, oh my goodness, this is so amazing. You can see now you were completely blind from birth. Something happened. This miraculous, like you were healed. A miracle happened. And instead of them being in awe and wonder at the reality of this man's life being radically changed, they kick him out over division of who Jesus is. And there's this interesting encounter. Right, Jesus goes out, like he hears that they kicked him out, and he's like, I'm gonna go find this guy. He goes and find him. Now, remember, the man's never met Jesus. Never met him. And so Jesus goes up to him, and he simply asks a question. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Now, this is a really interesting question. You see, the title Son of Man is a title for the Messiah. It's a title that began in the book of the prophet Daniel. The Son of Man would be the Messiah. So he's asking, do you believe in the Messiah? And I love his response. He's like, who is he? Like, where's he at? Like, yeah, I want to believe. Like, tell me. Because again, he's a Jew. He realizes the fact the Messiah is going to be coming. And he's like, who is he? And Jesus is right in front of him. He finally can open his eyes and he can actually see. And he's looking at Jesus. Right here. And he's like, yeah, tell me, who's the Messiah? I'm all about it. Who, like, tell me that I may believe in him. Right? He's in front of Jesus. He's looking at Jesus with his eyes, but he can't fully recognize the reality of the one that's in front of him is actually the Messiah. And then Jesus simply responds, you've seen him before. And the one that is speaking to you is he. Talk about a day this man has just had. He wakes up, can't see nothing. Jesus walks by, makes clay, puts it on his eyes. He goes and washes, and now he can see for the first time his entire life. Like, utterly radically changed. The awe and the wonder this man probably had of just walking all around and looking all around and being so mesmerized by color and mesmerized, I think he's never ever seen before. Even his own self, looking at his own hands for the first time, like, whoa, that's what I look like, mesmerized. And then in this moment, right, he's been waiting for the Messiah too. And then in this moment, all of a sudden he recognizes, realizes, like, wait, you're him? You like heal me, but you're the Messiah? Oh my goodness. And his response is, I believe. I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him, right? Worship is only given to God alone. He recognizes in this moment, his eyes were opened in a real way, in a spiritual way, to see Jesus as the Messiah, as God. Like, what about, like, talk about a radically changing day. You can now see, and then you actually meet and truly believe in the one in front of you, Jesus Christ is the Messiah? Are you kidding me? Talk about the awe and the wonder. He's like, yeah, tell me who he is. I want to believe. He's right in front of you. Oh my goodness. You're him? Whoa. Seriously, like, oh my, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped. He probably got on his knees and just worshiped him. This man who was blind from birth, physically and to an extent spiritually blind, of being able to actually see the Messiah. This gift of faith that God not only opens his eyes to see, begins to open up his heart to begin to see past what appears, into the truth, into the mystery, looking at Jesus completely and fully and being like, you're the Lord. And there was awe and wonder. And you know, there was division amongst the Jewish people about Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, that has not changed today in the midst of our Catholic Christian faith. There is still division, even amongst ourselves, about Jesus Christ. Particularly, my brothers and sisters, about Jesus Christ veiled in the gift of the Holy Eucharist. Right? Like, you have eyes. Your eyes are open. You're going to see what appears to be bread, but our faith says that though it looks like bread, it actually is the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And we have division among ourselves, even in the midst of our own church, that people don't believe. People have been, like, have rejected that that's not true, or they've had a faith that's been really, really small, maybe, kind of, not really sure. Right, maybe in the intellectually we can maybe like, yeah, sure, that makes sense. But yet in the level of the heart, right, there's still division, there can still be doubt, and yet God himself has said. It's really interesting. Someone asked me, they're like, why do you believe it's actually Jesus? I'm like, three words, Jesus said so. I mean, I can give you like deeper theological truths and realities of that, but at the core root of it, it's like, Jesus said so. And we, even now, my brothers and sisters, still can have that spiritual blindness in the midst of our heart, right? Because you have eyes to see. But yet, do we have these eyes of faith to begin to peer into the mystery that what appears to be bread, you can look, and it's going to look just like bread. And yet, through eyes of faith, to peer into being like, oh my goodness, that's actually Jesus. You see, the awe and the wonder that the blind man had, not only at the reality of having sight, but the reality of encountering Jesus Christ and the Messiah, is the same awe and wonder that God desires us to begin to have at looking at his son Jesus in the Eucharist, of being like, oh my goodness, that's you. That's actually you. I know for myself, I have been given a privilege that I pray to God I will never, ever, ever take for granted. I mean, literally, my brothers and sisters, the moment to which I will call forth the Holy Spirit upon bread and upon wine, I literally feel God himself and the Holy Spirit move through my hands. As I say the words that Jesus Christ said, I actually feel the transformation happening itself. And to the point that as I elevate Jesus in the Eucharist, there are times that my hands actually tremble at the power and the presence of God himself. There are times that my eyes well up with tears because I'm beginning to see and experience the fact of what looks like bread is actually Jesus. And there's this awe and this wonder. This is one of the reasons why I hold him up so long, because I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm interiorly freaking out. Whether you realize it or not, like, this is what's going on. And I even know the Lord desires me to go to a deeper place of deeper depth of intimacy and realizing that this is actually Jesus and having a real awe and wonder, because everything shifts, everything changes. The moment that you're like literally realize in your heart with all your body that what looks like bread is actually the very presence of God himself. It's Jesus veiled, but truly present. It's the same Jesus that healed the blind man. He just looks different. The blind man, nothing really mattered for him in the moment when he was able to see. It was just like he was so caught up in awe and wonder. Everything probably just faded. Even this whole conversation that everyone's freaking out about probably didn't matter as much. He's like, are you kidding me right now? Then the reality of encountering Jesus. So too, my brothers and sisters, when we begin to actually have a deeper encounter of Jesus Christ and the gift of the Eucharist, things fade. Things that actually mattered in one moment begin to fade away. Why? Because we're like, oh my goodness, I'm in the presence of God right now, and this is the most magnificent and radically life-changing moment that I'm literally looking at Jesus. I'm literally looking at God, and I'm in his presence. And there's that moment, my brothers and sisters, right? You see, the blind man looked at Jesus. He looked at him. He saw with his own eyes. So too, as I elevate Jesus in the Eucharist, I will elevate him. And you are to look at him. You are to literally look with your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Don't put down your heads. You open your eyes and you look at him in the gift of the Eucharist, whether you struggle to believe or not. Because Jesus asks a simple question, like, do you believe in the Son of Man? He began to pull out faith. Do you believe? Yes, I want to believe. Who is he? I am he. So too, the Lord Jesus, when I elevate the Eucharist, if you listen, he'll say, like, do you believe it's me? Do you believe it's me? And I can tell you, I know it's him with all my heart. I will die for the gift of the Eucharist, and it's why the reality I'm a priest. But still, too, he'll ask that question, do you believe it's me? And there's in this moment when you're not just going to see Jesus, you're actually going to be able to consume him, to eat his very body and blood, which is just utterly crazy to think about. Like, utterly crazy. I boggle my mind almost on a daily basis at the reality of I am literally consuming God himself and Jesus Christ in his very body and blood. Like, he's running through my veins. Still today, I have an awe and a wonder. And yet, what will happen is I'm going to say, or the ministers will say to you, the body of Christ. And what is your response? What does that mean? What does it mean? Yeah. It means I believe. I believe what? I believe that that is actually the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ fully present in the Eucharist. That what looks like bread is actually the flesh of Jesus Christ. That's what it means. I believe. Right? This was the same response of the blind man. I believe, Lord. I believe. Right, like when we begin to have this awe and this wonder in a deeper way of what God can move within our heart, my brothers and sisters, like even the way in which we're going to receive him is going to change. And I really want to challenge you, wherever you may be, right? Because again, there can still be divisions. There are divisions in the midst of our own church and the gift of our Catholic faith about is Jesus truly present or not? Is it just a symbol or is it not? Right? People can have all these questions. And yet God wants to actually move every single person into this real unity of faith to see beyond the veil and to see that it's truly him, to move in this awe and wonder of peering in and being like, oh my goodness. Actually him. And I want to challenge you today, wherever you might be in the reality of your relationship with Jesus in the Eucharist, when you come up to receive him, you're going to say amen. And I really want to challenge you to actually say amen with greater fervor than you ever have in your entire life. To actually say amen. And when you do that, when you actually say amen, even if it's a struggle, you're not fully sure, but you say amen, there will be new faith that will be released within your heart. God will release that faith to begin to actually believe in a deeper way that the one that you just consumed is Christ himself, his very body and his blood, right? Because this is what can happen, right? If I don't believe, I don't have an awe and a wonder, no wonder I would come up and be like, body of Christ, yeah, amen. Amen, no big deal. Amen, cool, awesome. Versus like, amen, amen. It's a whole different movement at the level of the heart, my brothers and sisters. This blind man believed that it was the Lord, and then he worshiped him. He worshiped him after he professed his belief. So too, my brothers and sisters, when we say amen with all our heart, I believe. I might not fully understand, but I believe that that's you, Lord Jesus. And as he literally runs through your veins, it is then that you worship him. You worship the Lord God inside of you. That not just your eyes be open, but the eyes of your heart to begin to open to what appears to be veiled, what appears to be bread truly is Jesus. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. I challenge you this day. Look when I elevate. Look at Jesus in the Eucharist. Even beg for awe and wonder. That it truly is. And then as you receive him, when you hear the minister say, the body of Christ, you will respond with amen. I challenge you to respond with an amen that truly comes forth in the level of your heart, of the fact of if this is really Jesus, then I would never give him a half-hearted amen. I would be like, amen, I believe. And then we would worship. Look at him. and then profess with your faith, my brothers and sisters, the amen that it is his body, it is his blood, it is his soul and his divinity, that through your eyes what appears to be bread truly is the body and blood of Jesus Christ himself. And when you say amen, then worship him, the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.